Beloved, 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 you are the beating of my heart, like the blood pulsating through my veins, simply life itself, and I adore you completely. I'm so thankful to be at your feet, especially now, as I see how painful it is to feel separate from you, my heart, my soul. This is something that has been an anchor throughout my sannyas life, and I feel it is time to share it, even though I have been hoping in the longest it will just pass by itself. It seems like it just repeats itself, and over and over, as my circle becomes deeper and deeper ingrained. Here it goes. It seems like in between every retreat I fall from grace, and don't perceive it until a new retreat begins, and I'm confronted with the fact that I did not nurture the seed you have sown in me. This makes me feel cold, undeserving, and stupid for having believed I ever felt anything in the first place. But in the end of every retreat, you always win me over and melt away in your burning fire. And it feels so good every time. But I cannot deny the unbearable pain that surges each time I realize I took it all for granted again. I feel like Judas, who sold the most precious thing in his life for a simple penny, not valuing the diamond he had, and not understanding the value, therefore being unworthy of the gifts bestowed on him by his master. I feel as if I'm here by accident, perhaps, or by coincidence, and that I was lucky to have gotten the chance to come back to my heart. But I devaluated it and lost my chance for good. But still, there is nowhere else I'd rather be but at your feet. I just love you so much and I trust you completely. Is it necessary for me to go through this process again and again just to be able to feel truth within myself? Or can something be done to become more sustained? This roller coaster ride is very, very tiring. Going from nervous tentativeness to apathy to despair, and finally back to surrender and bliss. Is it not the definition of insanity to do the same thing over and over and expecting different results? How can I learn from this and move further? I must be making a mistake as I can't move on. I'm not learning, not able to absorb or understand your pointings, not able to hear my own voice in the chaos. There is a nagging feeling of a potential quality which I see I am not fulfilling or missing the target. But in your light it all falls away and it does not even exist. Which is why it has taken me so long to bother you with this story. However, it seems I might need some assistance to move on from this pattern. With eternal gratitude and love, forever yours, Pooja. It is taking you so long because you didn't really see it before, so you couldn't really ask about it. You were still involved getting lost. That's why pain is very valuable. You needed this. So you should be grateful that you can see. Not that you are missing. You are start tuning into the target. Maybe this is the definition of insanity, to do the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. But that is how most of human beings live. And if you start seeing this pattern, then you can get out of it. First, we have to see what we are doing. And most human beings, they never come to that point where they see that they just repeat things. It feels new, but it's exactly the same. And it will always go on like that till your consciousness, your understanding has changed. Then it's impossible. How can I learn from this and move further? By seeing it. And mistakes are okay as long as you learn from them. There's nothing wrong with mistakes. It's only stupid. is to do the same mistake again and again. That's the problem. Otherwise, life is there to explore, no? Nobody is perfect. And that's, I see that often. It's totally normal. Because you don't know what I'm offering when you first come. I'm offering you my love. But you don't know anything about love. So you don't take care of it. So then you have to get touched first and then lose it. So you know the value, you don't know the value of truth. You don't know the value of love. You don't know the value of trust. All these things you have to learn, relearn. People don't have trust anymore. They don't have love. And trust is a flowering of love. In the distant past, everybody had trust because they were very simple people, innocent people. Humans were still innocent. But now you have so many things in the mind, in the emotions, by thinking, scars from the past, not getting love as a child, getting hurt, being misused. So many things that has to first be dropped. Before it was much easier because people were much more innocent. Look at the world now, today. Who knows about love? Who knows about innocence? Who knows about trust? This is what you have to learn. It's part of the thing to, you have to reclaim these qualities. And if you don't know, have any idea about the value, then you will lose it again and again. And it's not only you, many people. In the retreat, I see again and again you come back to yourself. But that is because you are close to me. You are close to the sun, so you get warm. So it melts the ice. But then you don't know the value. So you don't take care of it. That's again and again the Master is repeating, you have to take care, you have to be focused, you have to be dedicated. You have to nurture this seed that is being given. But as soon as you go, then there's so many other things that you get involved in. And then that seed doesn't go, that nourishment, that attention, that it needs to survive. And that's what you're saying. So when you come back again, you are dry. Then I have to ignite that fire again. Till it comes a time that, my God, what am I doing? So when you start seeing the value, then automatically you take care of it. That's how love is. If you don't love, you don't care. And the more you love, the more you care. Then that love becomes a devotion to love. So that is what the masters, the gurus, is trying to ignite. Your own heart. But you have to be mature enough to take care of it, to nurture it, so it becomes your own, so it starts growing in you. Otherwise, it will go like that. Every retreat, every satsang, then it can be ignited. Then you don't take care of it. Then it dies away. Why? Because you are not focused on what is important. You have so many other things that is important in your life. Then you start doubting, then the mind comes back, and then you start doubting. then even if you had it, you've been giving a diamond, then you start looking for other diamonds. Because you're not steady enough, you haven't realized that you're just going in a circle. The love, the master, is already there. But what you have to do, you have to see what is hindering you. What is in the way? What obstacles do you have? What is coming out? What doubts? And then some people, they start looking other places. You forget, then you go around the world looking for others. Maybe it's maybe another you can give it. Give what? You have to remove what is in the way. The master always reminds you that you have to be responsible for yourself. So when you are in satsang, when you are with the master, then the sun is on you. But what can the sun do when you go back into the shadows? Nothing. Before you start realizing, I want to be in the sun. I want to nurture this seed. I want to nurture this flower. If that is not realized, accepted, understood, then, of course, the plant cannot grow. And there is so much more, but it's just like you taking the peanuts. Instead of going for the real cake. And I don't ask anybody, I don't want to be adored, I want you to understand, to come closer to yourself. So this pain is very, very needed. You see, I'm so thankful to be at your feet, especially now as I see how painful it is to feel separated from you, my heart, my soul. Yes, the master is your own heart, but you cannot listen to your own heart. That's why existence sends you a master, maybe then. Somebody who points you back to yourself. So it's very good to see. It means that you have felt something and you have lost it. Then you feel this pain of separation. So then, no, how much value are you going to put into it? I told you this story. Somebody gave a student, a disciple, a gem. And he said, go to the vegetable market and ask them what they will give you. And then they said, oh, we can give you the 2 dozen bananas, or we can use it as a scale together with our stones as a weight when we weigh our vegetable. They had no idea about what kind of gem, how much value. Then he came back to his master, oh, I could get 3 dozen bananas, I almost took them, you're good, you didn't take them. No, you go to this kind of business people who is selling clothes. Then he went there, oh, you can get a lot of clothes for this. Silk and satin and beautiful things you can get. Then he went back to the master, oh, no, I could get much more. No, no, don't take it. No, you go to the diamond district, to the real gold people. then you will see. Then they asked, you can give you 500,000. Then he went back, oh, I can get 500,000. I almost sold it for 3 dozen bananas. That's how you are. You have no idea about the value. That can only come when you start studying yourself. You start nourishing and understanding your own value. Otherwise, you just waste. And that is what the master wants to teach you, your own value, you know. But if you don't listen, how can he teach you that? That's how love responds. It's not somebody there who does anything, but when you don't feel the attention, the love, the longing to come closer, that instead you're getting lost. What can the mirror do? If you are in front, he will reflect. If you run away, he doesn't reflect anything, no? You say, this is something that's been happening my whole sannyas life. Even though I've been hoping the longest, it would just pass by itself. No, it won't pass before you understand it. It seems like it just repeats itself over and over. My circle becomes deeper and deeper. I'm confronted with the fact that I did not nurture the seed you have sown in me. This makes me cold, undeserving, and stupid. Yeah, and the more you realize, because it's the most valuable. So something in you, something in everybody knows how precious it is. But out of your tendency, your habits, you get sidetracked. But in the end of every retreat, you always win me over and I melt away in your burning fire. And it feels so good every time. Yeah, it just means that you cannot take care of it yourself. Which is totally normal also. You just have to accept the fact. And in India, they have said that the most valuable in the world is satsang. Is the only boat that can cross the oceans of delusions, of agony, and reach the other shore of liberation, of freedom, of peace. The only boat that is going there. But who knows about that? And even people who come, you come maybe by accident. You have no idea what is being offered. This is what the master has to watch. Maybe you will, maybe you don't. That is... nobody can say. I realize, and I got this unbearable pain, that I took it all for granted again. Yes. This is the things that has to be relearned. It's a different language of the heart. That you have forgotten of truth, of devotion, of surrender, of understanding, of compassion. This has to come from inside. I cannot give it to you. I can maybe ignite it. I can show it. But you have to do the work and clean up what shouldn't be in you. So you don't need to feel like you does, who sold the most precious thing in his life for a simple penny. And that is exactly how the mind is. It gets tempted. Tempted by little thing that even you can sell Jesus for a handful of coins. That's how powerful the mind is. And Judas was one of the closest disciples. So don't underestimate your mind. And when you have first found somebody that has touched you, it's the most stupid thing if you want to wake up to go. You should put your hole, you should stop your boat there and then. But very few are that intelligent. Because you don't have that love in you, you don't have that trust, you don't have that clarity. And maybe you have so many other dreams. And it's much safer for the ego to go on moving and seeking and looking. Because when you stop, you have to face yourself. But if it's real, then this will come up. It will come up an inner struggle and will come up a pain that what are you doing? And that is what is happening. What are you doing, Pooja? What you are looking for has been given. Now take care. Not valuing the diamond that he had. No understanding the value. The gifts bestowed on him by his master. Every master has to watch this. Because if it is a real master, he just gives. He gives unconditionally. But how you receive and how much you are able to receive is totally individual. And everybody comes with different kind of luggage from the past. You have good tendency and you have bad tendency. And that has to be cleared out. And if the consciousness is not awakened on a certain level, then you don't clean up your bad habits, your dark sides. That can only happen if you start really investigating into yourself and being in company of somebody who can bring light into you. So you have both. Everybody has from the past what you can call karma or latent tendencies, but it's up to you how much now you have to focus on the good, on the light. You have to nurture that and turn your back on the dark sides in you. So it can change. That can only happen consciously. I feel as I'm here by accident, perhaps, or by incident. And I feel I was so lucky to have gotten the chance to come back to my heart. But I devalued it and lost my chance for good. Don't be too hard on you. You are here, I'm talking to you. And that's what I'm saying, is all different. Everybody is different. So somebody can come just by accident. Somebody can come that has been longing to come. You don't know where you come from in the past. I devalued it and I lost my chance for good, but still there is nowhere else I'd rather be but at your feet. I just love you so much and I trust you completely. That's what you really would like to. But if there's total trust, there is no doubt. And you have to take away all your doubts, everything that is in the way. The real is already there. Just remove anything in you that is in the way. Is it necessary for me to go through this process again and again? Maybe. Who knows? Maybe you have learned. You should have when by writing this. You are welcome. If you want to be here, then why not? Who is moving you? If you don't want to go, if you want to stay put, if you want to be connected, then who's taking you away then? It must be somebody else in you that is not yourself. You are split. If your heart, your soul wants to be, it knows where it feels at home, it knows what it is longing for, then who is this person that takes you away? That is called the ego, is the mind, is the desires, is the dreams. So this is very normal that people forget. And it just shows that you still need the physical contact. You still need to be in the presence. You need to be stable. Then hopefully it comes a time where that connection that you feel in every retreat is there all the time. Because the real master is not outside, it's inside. The outer master is trying to teach you that. Can something be done to become more sustained? Yes. Be devoted to love, to the master, to devotion, to yourself. Be steady. That is what helps. Take it to your heart, the value. When you are, many times I say when you have retreat, take notice what is coming up. Even write it down, because your mind will come again and again. You will doubt. Doubt will always be there till the mind is gone, that you have won. And the heart has taken over. When you are in a silent space, that's when you have to take note what you really want and nurture that. Not when you are lost. This roller coaster ride is very tiring. Yes. But who is going in the roller coaster? No, you're a young woman now, you're grown up. Why go? This is fun for children, no? It's very exciting the first time. First time you are even very scared to go in the roller coaster. So that is also nothing wrong with the roller coaster. But Jesus Christ, when you have done that for 30 years, what new is it in that? It's very tiring. This is how little awareness we have. It is very tiring. And most people, they think it's very exciting. It's the greatest thing in the life. To go on roller coaster. And puke. Great, you know. Everybody know how good you feel after you throw up. But there's different ways to feel good. I'm offering you different ways. You don't need to puke every time to feel good. But it's so difficult, it's so difficult. You have to come to that understanding. I cannot even tell you. I'm telling you every day. Only you, when you come to that understanding, then something will change. Because out of the understanding, if it is understood, it changes by itself. If the understanding is not there, how can you change? And when you are with me, your understanding, your consciousness is growing. You understand, you can start seeing. But then when you go away, you forget again. And your ordinary mind comes back. It's all cloudy. I am not learning, not able to absorb or understand your pointings. You cannot get it more simple than how I talk about it. It's no esoteric science. It's no even any steps. It's just drop your mind. Not able to hear my own voice in the chaos. That's exactly how it is. But take notice more and more, where do you get peace and where do you get more noise in your head? So if you want peace, go to those places that gives you peace. Just a little awareness. But this is how we are trained. You are going against yourself because of some habits or some old ideas how it is to be free or do what you want. Then you end up in all kinds of situations. Only when the mind gets more quiet and the heart takes over, then you start feeling what you really need. But in your light, it all falls away. And it does not even exist. Yes, but that is in my light. It does not even exist. That's the truth. Because it's all the mind, and the mind doesn't exist. But that is not your realization. For you, it does exist. So you have to understand the workings of your mind, your emotions, your feeling, your thoughts. So you're not a slave of that. So a clear conscience can be in charge. So your heart can be in charge of your life instead of the head. the queen has become the slave. The king has become the slave. Now you have to put it back on the throne. The mind should be your servant, but the mind is the master. That's why it's a chaos. That's why you go on a roller coaster all the time, even though you know that there's not any worth in it. It's not even fun. But then you have to be very vigilant. You have to be very true to yourself. And you cannot even do it before it happens. It happens out of your own understanding. So it's always been like that. Some people go back to sleep and some people nurture the seed. But in your light, it all falls away and it does not even exist. No, because in the real, there is no separation. Only you have separated yourself. Which is why it has taken me so long to bother you with this story. But this is how the path is. It goes like that. But you have to see what is it you are wasting or using your life energy for. Because whatever you put it into, that is what you will get. That is what you will learn. What is it you really want to marry? Is it money? Is it power? Is it image? Is it so-called beauty? Is it fame? Is it love? Is it peace? Is it God? This is what you have to find and be true to yourself. Where are you? And then see what is real. If you are focused on peace, peace will come. If you are focused on money, who knows if money will come. And still, you are wasting your whole life. Who knows if money will come? It's out there in the physical universe. But peace is always there. And still you are running after money, after fame, after beauty, after image. And most people used to do that the whole life. They never come back to the simple, to the natural, no? And that's what everybody, underneath every desire, is the desire to just come home, to be natural. But only once out of millions people come really back. They die, not found what they were looking for, what really life have to offer. And that hurts even more when you come to somebody in this life who can tell you things as they are. One enlightened woman called Mira, who is very loved in India, she said, "Beloved Master, you are my caretaker. And I am your student. I have come into your care. Please, please have grace on me. I have seen this whole world is an illusion, just made of dreams. All it's running around is just useless. I'm tired. Please, please teach me to feel devotion, to awaken my heart and clear my inner vision. Mira was a queen, but she left the palace. She left being a royal. She left her family. Why? Because something had touched her, no? Something had touched her. They said she was mad. That's just another indication that you have to be ready. You will have to leave everything. And it's not even your doing, it's just that you have found something more real. So money, palace, family, everything gone. You want only that. Please have grace on me. This whole world is an illusion made of dreams. All this running around is useless. If she had known about roller coasters, she would have said, this roller coaster thing makes me very sick. Please teach me to feel devotion and clear my inner vision. If this is not awakened, how can it be given then, even if you have a master? No, she realized what she really wants. She's totally ripe to be with the guru. She has only that focus, no other dreams, nothing that holds her back. She had left all the material good. Wealth, wife, husband, children, friends, nobody will come along. True knowledge is the only friend. He will always be there. Everything will go except your inner knowledge, your inner light. This whole human experience is momentary. Death is waiting with a drawn sword. Please, please pull me out of this web of desires, greed, and attachment. This is the prayer, the real prayer to offer to the Master. You show what you really want. No, nothing is holding you back. Then you are a very valuable student now. The Master is not interested in all your dreams. Those to whom you reveal the way that you show so freely have become very fortunate. I'm just your humble servant. Please free me from my pain. That is the true longing.
Hung my hat on a wishing tree. I asked for one wish. Could have had three, but I only asked for what I needed. I could have asked for money, riches and wealth, but all I really wanted was to find myself. Unaccustomed as I was, seeking. My heart whispered inside, and the moon rose and the angels sighed. They said, here comes your second chance, you'd better believe it. Open up and receive it. Here comes your second chance. Take a deep breath. This is your second chance. Make peace with your mother, your father too. Make peace with the stranger inside of you, and forgive yourself for the things you tried and failed to do. Embrace your anger, your lust and your greed. That's how we drop the things that we don't need. Pick up a musical instrument or plant a seed. That was my heart whispering inside. Welcome, it said, you're home and dry. And here comes your second chance, you'd better believe it. Here comes your second chance. Take a deep breath. This is your second chance. Well, the years went by, and my wish came true, and I find myself here with you. I had to climb, climb a mountain, there's no way around here. And we all come and go like waves in the sea, each with our own responsibility. Try to leave this world more beautiful than we found it. And that's your heart whispering inside. And you know your heart, it never lies. Here comes your second chance, you'd better believe it. Open up and receive it. Here comes your second chance, take a deep breath. This is your second chance. This is your second chance.
Rumi says, there comes a time when nothing is meaningful except surrendering to love. So simple, no? I hope that will come for everybody. Beloved, in the work around you, I see that even though our hearts are at your service, many times our conditionings, personalities, and stumbling blocks stand in the way, preventing us from falling fully in tune with the great flow that is happening. So I have a question: how to drop this individual me in the work around you and just be part of the play, a piece flowing in harmony with all the other pieces of this great work? Love, Yamuna. But this is not really your question. But you have observed how people and things are floating around and sometimes not following the stream. Because even things are floating, when they follow the stream, everything is harmonious. But sometimes people go against the stream. And that makes the chaos. It is the same thing. You cannot drop the individual me, which is the separation, which is the ego, before an understanding has happened that this is just creating suffering for you. It creates suffering and agony for oneself and for the others. So it all, everything comes down to get out of your own way. But everybody is so used to doing things their own way. Everybody has been taught to be independent, to be strong, to be ahead of the other, to compete, all these things. And here, special in the Sangha or the work around me, then all this has to be dropped. Otherwise, you will have accidents again and again, and conflicts. But remember, every conflict, every accident is to learn from. Only thing is that how many times do we have to do it? Like Pooja said, is this the definition of madness? Yes, it is the definition of madness. And I'm just watching it again and again. Why again? And most people, they are flowing beautiful, but you have some people coming up again and again. And sometimes also people who've been very harmonious very long time, suddenly a little monster head is coming up. No, I want... Like some people say, I can do anything. Please, just anything. Okay, you can go in the kitchen. No, I don't. I want to be in the shop. No, well, not really everything. I like to do meditations. I like to be group leader. Or I like to stand on my head and teach people. You have ideas. So this, I want to do everything. I want to be open. I want to be devotional. But, there is no but in devotion, in surrender. It means somebody is still there who has some ideas. Then it's a friction. In India, they have this beautiful, it's always been over thousands of years, it's a selfless service that you just give. And you learn how to be a nobody. That is called seva. And that you can only learn out of love. So this is what's happening around the guru. You learn just to be part of something that is bigger than you. But of course, it's not overnight. So many things will come up. So how it should be, whatever something is needed, you should see that something is needed. But many times, even here, I have to put light on many episodes, many things that I see is happening. Because you don't have eyes to see. And I'm not involved, I'm not in Dharma Mountain, I'm not much in Mevlana Garden. But even the people who are supposed to take care, they don't see. And also when new people come, then old people can step away and they take no responsibility to train the new people. Oh, this person was so stupid. Yeah, why is he stupid? Because nobody ever taught the poor guy something. So people, they don't have that love, that compassion, that caring to take care of each other and to see what is needed. So this is something for everybody to understand. Everybody still thinks about me, me. If you can easily get away, you get away. Instead of saying, oh, this is needed. No, this can wait till next year. Why wait till next year? Maybe the world is finished next year. Then we should sleep with a roof that is not tight, the dripping water this whole year, because we're going to fix it next year. Or like, the toilet doesn't fix, let's fix it the next year. Yeah, how will it look like then if you sit in that toilet for 1 year? Hey, wake up. Use your eyes. And when I say something, then some people, they wake up and they say, my God, I've been so asleep. I feel so bad because you were needed to put the light on it. And so this is not even my job. It is your job. But everybody have this tendency to just sneak away instead of getting involved. But you have to learn the other way, because it's not for you, it is for love, it is for care, it is for beauty, it is for truth. It is a way to lose your ego. And I've always been saying, you have to share, you have to give each other feedback, you have to listen. For some people, it's very easy to give feedback, blah, 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 blah. So they have to learn to be a little more soft. Some people, they can never give feedback. So they have to learn to come out. You have to be compassionate. Many times I say, you have to share. No, I don't want to share. And who are you? I want it this way. I only want to do this. Then you feel like, my God, here's somebody, they don't want to listen. They still want their own ways. So then it's collision. Then it's ego. Then somebody gets hurt. So you have to learn how to be very, very soft and flexible. Like the Taoist said, you cross a river and you don't make any ripples. It's like that. You have to walk so slow, so gentle, you don't create any ripples around you. You have to be very alert. But very few people have that awareness to see what is happening, and not only around, but inside. What is happening inside you? How do you feel? Which way do you come out? How do you feel when you deal with somebody this way? How do you feel when you do that way? How do you feel? How do you think the other feel when you come out? Even if it's not for you, you don't feel that there is any need, maybe for the others. Maybe I should stand up for the others. So this is the thing, people have idea, yeah, that for me, that you are very open, you could serve, but this is all me, you all me, we are all us. My God. So how to drop this individual, how to be enlightened? There is no technique, but what you can do is to become more and more aware, more and more dedicated to what you love, more and more involved in this great work. That will help you, because it's not for you, it's not for the ego, it's for the whole, it's for the good. It's for consciousness. And at the same time, then automatically you become more conscious, you become more loving, because you devote yourself to love, to consciousness, to freedom, to playfulness. Instead of always, everybody had this, me, 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 me. If I can sneak away, God bless, I will do it. No, it's the other way. Get involved. See what you can contribute. Not what others can do. So it has to do with everything. With listening, to feeling, to understanding, to be sensitive, to be humble, to be available, to be observe how things are, to get involved. And the people who have been around for a long time, they should always help the new people and be involved. But the tendency is, no, no, I don't care, no new people are there. Or no, I know, I have found my place, no, I only want to do this. The ego can come up very easily. So to work around here in the so-called great work and in the Sangha and around me, everything will come up. So it's a mirroring. It's a mirroring to yourself. Just get out of your own way, and everything is so easy. Just do what is needed, instead of thinking so much what you want, your ideas. And you will realize it doesn't matter what you do. Use your intelligence, and if you have any input, don't hold it back. You have to be vigilant and aware with what you are doing, how you are living your life. You have to take notice what is creating a sense of freedom, of happiness, of love, of peace in you. What is creating tensions? What is creating conflict? You have to observe yourself. And if any place is the right place, this is the place. We can all, hopefully, be friends.
Oh, gonna try with a little help.
You see how easy it is? When people are available, it's like, that's it. Okay, just boom, drop that. Relax. That's how it should be, like, no thinking. God, all the thinking make problem. No. May everyone be happy, find peace, Aum Shanti.
If you can keep an open mind and dance when the coals are burning hot, and forget them when they're not, and just move with the energy, and revel in the sunshine when it's on your face, and put a layer on when winter takes its place. Love is a very sweet place to be. Don't mind company and a little bit of pain sometimes.
Just lay more in the grass, in the moss. Just enjoy the tree, the clouds. Forget about the roller coaster. Just relax. Even you can get used to it. You see how nice.
That I feel a hope I've never felt, that the hardest rocks will melt, and a new landscape will come in view for Earth. When in love and light and grace, we begin to take our places and each do what we came to do. It doesn't have to be the way it's all. Sweet place to be, if you don't mind harmony, if you can keep an open heart and dance when the coals are burning hot, and forget them when they're not, and just move with the energy of life. La 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 la.